This week, an announcement that may signal the reversal of a recent trend in competitive college admissions. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill will abandon its early decision binding admission plan. That's the plan by which students pick one college, apply early, and commit to attend if they're accepted. Elite colleges pick significant shares of applicants this way, leading many high school seniors to narrow their sights, some say prematurely. James Meeser, the chancellor of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, joins us now. Dr. Meeser, binding early decision was only reinstated at Chapel Hill a couple of years ago, I understand. Why did you decide to eliminate it?
After a study of our process, we came to the conclusion that, one, this process was creating undue stress on the part of prospective students and their parents. And then we did an analysis of our own admissions. The essential difference between the early binding decision enrollment class, the 20% that we took through that process, and the regular process is really two factors. First, the early decision group was slightly less academically gifted. And second, and very importantly, they were less diverse. We had a larger proportion of them were white students. They were 82% versus 72% in the regular process.
So your research, it seems, did bear out the complaint that binding early decision is more appealing to students who are not seeking financial aid and aren't worried about weighing scholarship offers later on. So you're getting a more well-heeled pool of applicants.
That's right. And there is some evidence to suggest that, that students were actually gaming the system. And that's the evidence there is the fact that the early decision pool was a little less academically highly qualified than the regular pool. So we think that students saw incorrectly, but saw nonetheless that they had a better chance of getting admitted by taking that option.
One analysis of what has been attractive to universities about these programs, these binding early decision programs, is that after you do all the arithmetic, you can say that your college is more selective in the students it accepts because you have that group locked in early in the year, and you can then know exactly how many students you have to accept from the larger pool of applicants. Will UNC's percentage figure drop a bit in terms of its supposed selectivity by doing this?
I don't believe so. In the first place, we operated our early decision binding process, I think, in a very responsible manner. We only admitted 20 to 25% of the class through this process.
UNC is, as you say, a state university. Most of the colleges that we associate with a big share of the freshman class admitted this way are private universities. Is it your hope that you've pushed the ball down the hill here and that you'll start a trend?
My sense is that others will follow. I believe that this is our my sense, I think, of the national conversation. I can't speak for any other institutions, but I would be surprised if others do not follow.
And would you admit that somewhere here there's some kernel of a good idea that's being tossed out, that kids who really know where they want to go to college and who have visited the campus and thought about it can skip the whole huge process of applying to six different colleges making copies of the same essay over and over again to send off to different admissions offices?
No doubt. But that's for that reason we have kept in place the early action process. Prior to this decision, Chapel Hill operated three admission processes, a binding early decision, an early action non-binding decision, and a regular admission in the spring. What we've eliminated is the first one, the binding early decision. We will still have two gates, an early action in the fall and a regular action in the spring.
How do you expect your first class of undergraduates admitted without binding early decision will be different from the class you're admitting this year or you admitted last year?
We'll have a better class. We'll have a more academically prepared class. We'll have a more diverse class, and we'll have a better range of economic profile. So I think it's all to the good for us.
Chancellor Meeser, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
James Meeser spoke to us from Chapel Hill, where he is the chancellor of the University of North Carolina.